Roll dice, be nice, and stay tuned. This is the Live to Die podcast.
Welcome back to the Live to Die podcast. Hopefully you're a faithful week-to-week listener. But I did want to take a moment to take our bullshit at the top from a really kind week-to-week listener. One of our patrons, Logan, reached out with some awesome questions. And I'm going to save a lot of them. Actually, talking to Trent the other night over a drink. And we were like, oh, we should just do a mailbag episode.
A drink.
Yeah. What?
That's how it started.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Trent.
That's him when he drinks. He's crunch, yeah. Trent.
His alter ego.
Jane has had 16 drinks this morning.
Already. No, Trent said, when I came to pick them up, I said, oh, what are you drinking? He said, oh, I've had like 4 or 5 Coors Banquets.
It's a good time.
It's the drink of champions.
Solid.
We're like, oh, we should totally do a mailbag episode. But I did want to take one of Logan's questions and use that as kind of an introduction to today's episode. Because one, I just really appreciate when patrons reach out. It's always fun to hear from all of you. And two, it's a chance for me to sort of shill and say, hey, you should send us questions for a mailbag episode. And then really selfishly, you should, when we do that episode, subscribe to the Patreon so you can hear it.
Yeah, for sure.
But I thought I'd share this question from Logan for the whole cast. And we can use that as our introduction. Do you publicly share your like game lifestyle, including the podcast, with everyone in your life, personal and professional? Logan offers that he grew up like in the 80s and 90s, and in D&D wasn't like the most popular, easy intro conversation with a lot of folks. So kind of around the table, how nerdy do you present or share with people in your personal and professional life?
Let Jane go first. I want to hear.
I don't tell anyone about that.
That's all right.
Just kidding. No, I do. Like, I would say, I actually think James should go first because he is more egregious than I am about, like, people will be like, do you do any projects, James? And he's like, no, I have a little thing, and like moves on because he's like, I'm self-conscious about being a white guy in my 30s with a podcast.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair too. Like, you're the one that's running this thing. Like, we're just playing.
I think for me also, it's like, it is very different from a lot of what I do professionally and like personally. And so people are always just kind of like, oh, huh, that's weird. But like, don't really, they're not like, oh, that's your whole personality.
Yeah.
But I know a few people who have enjoyed listening to the podcast.
But how about the other nerdy stuff? Like, are you like, oh yeah, you play Dungeons and Dragons or Pathfinder? Does that come up much for you? Do you hide it? Do you share it?
I wouldn't say that I hide it specifically or share it specifically. I think it kind of depends on the conversation. I will say I was recently talking about like bumping into someone somewhere or like I was at this bar on vacation and there was a guy ordering at the same time as me. And he was like, oh yeah, like I have an actual play podcast. And he was just being like a lot about it. And he was like, yeah, do you like play anything like that? And I was like, nope.
No, sir, I do not.
Never have. Yeah.
No. Never heard of it.
What is a game? Yeah. So it depends on the time, I guess.
What about you, Trent? Do you have other nerdy hobbies aside from this once a week?
Nope, not a single one. yeah, but like sharing specifically, like so like growing up for me, my mom wouldn't let me read Harry Potter because it was witchcraft.
Sure.
So maybe not telling family so much as like friends. I enjoy telling friends about the podcast who are some loyal listeners. But yeah, it's kind of interesting that he would mention that it was still in the 80s. It was sort of a thing where I would say for some of us, it's still sort of a thing.
Yeah, sure. I remember the 80s.
Of course. Of course.
I remember exactly 3 years of the 80s.
I remember a week.
Our in-studio audience may remember more than a week of
the whole thing. He remembers the whole thing.
Can we do you want to pop over for a second so we can introduce our in-studio guest?
Yeah, come on over.
Do it.
Steal a mic, Ryan. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I just
what's going on, everybody?
Hey, it's Ryan.
Ryan,
are you very publicly nerdy?
I'm very publicly nerdy now.
Okay.
But I grew up in the 80s and I started playing second edition
or a D&D in 1991, and wouldn't let us play it at school. My mom didn't want us to play it at the house. We would hide behind like the soccer field to play, and they would come find us and shut us down.
So, you grew up amazing. in a very
religious household as well. So much like Trent, it was absolutely my mom to this day. We've had a conversation the last several years about me. Like, I'm like, Mom, I do this. Like, I play these games. It's not devil worship as you once thought it was. She's like, I still think that it is. And I was like, it's the year 2020. Yeah, like
Saren Ray and Desmond. Yeah, like nobody worships the devil.
Nobody worships the devil. Saren Ray, if she lives. But I am very open about it now. I'm also open, I feel like I'm a pretty eclectic person. Like I rode my bike an hour this morning and I go to the gym and I play Dungeons and Dragons. Like those are the things that I'm really into, and writing stories and stuff like that. So I'd say now that I'm, don't care anymore, because it's just like, get off my lawn. I play Dungeons and Dragons. Like that's kind of how I
that's
roll.
That's going to be a t-shirt.
Get off my lawn. Merch for the podcast. I play D&D. Jared, are you publicly nerdy? You talk about your podcast work?
No, I'm closeted AF.
Okay.
I don't really talk about it. And it's not, I don't know. I think I have enough social quirks that I'm like, I don't necessarily want to like go on a spiel about my nerdy hobby.
People are like, that guy who has no inner monologue and plays D&D. Oh, yeah,
exactly. No. I mean, I think the default is sports for me generally. So sure. I just kind of have leaned into that. And like, I didn't have a lot of friends that played TTRPGs growing up. My older brothers did, and I played with them. But like I got a lot of dude bro friends that it just wasn't their thing. So
sure.
You kind of did more sports stuff with them. And
sports
then,
is just as like hyper nerdy. But.
Yeah, for sure. Especially like, I dive into the draft. I'm like watching videos on prospects coming up. Like it's like the
it's
nerdiest.
It's like a Magic the Gathering pre-release, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And so it's like the nerdiest deep dive into sports for sure. But for some reason, it's not viewed that way as much. So
can I take a quick tangent about this topic?
Absolutely.
Last night I was hanging out with Trent's wife and one of our other mutual friends. And the three of us together have been watching Vampire Diaries for the first time, which is a soap opera with a vampire theme. Like, it's ridiculous. It's a thing that is so fun to watch with other people, but like I probably wouldn't watch by myself. In any case, we were talking about how like some people like Trenton.
Oh man, it's so bad.
Have been giving us shit for watching it. But Trent's wife was just like, yeah. And I'm like, what? Because you're so cool. Because you're a fucking elven master.
And she's got a point.
It is funny because we were talking about how like nerdy content directed towards like a young female audience is seen as like a lot less serious by people who are into like Lord of the Rings and D&D and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And then she's like, and you want to tell me like football isn't fucking nerdy?
It's very nerdy.
It's nerdy.
That's true.
Super nerdy.
We all have our things, you know.
Just publicly less nerdy.
Yes.
And I will say in a way, one of the things that I don't know... I can't speak for like broadly socially, but I do feel like there is, at least I'm seeing it in a lot of my like social circles, a little bit of a cultural reckoning, and that one, nerdy things are just much more like accepted in there. And I think I know a lot of sports fans, and I think a lot of them have a little bit less of the like rub some dirt in it. It makes you masculine, and a lot more of like, hey, I just really love this thing. And I think that shared love of it, of an interest, is translating more. And I think there is a staggering amount of crossover because like, look, if you like football or any game with a ton of rules, well, let me, and you feel like, well, it's my sport's only on so many weekends a year.
Right.
I feel like the amount of people who've looked at other RPGs and been like, so this also has a lot of rules and I can cheer for it with my friends.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like sports or games.
Right. It's like they're kind of the same.
We're getting like a whole new edition of sports or of the NFL with this new kickoff rule. It's what it feels like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, didn't we have a whole introduction that was talking about new rules. We talked about the remaster and new rules in sports and how it changes the game.
Yeah.
Jason, what about you? You super open about your nerdiness? Do you share that personally?
This is all I got going.
Hi, Jason's kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't listen anymore.
Did they before?
I think for a little while. You can't get teenagers to do anything for a long period of time.
Once they found out you were the ruler, they were like,
he's the king. Ugh.
They're like, God, he's the king of our house. Like, we don't need this in the game.
I am very open about my nerdiness now. I tell everybody, like, when you get the what do you do question, this show always comes up at some point.
Nice.
But I was a closet nerd, and this Logan is the gateway that got me out of it, right? Like, he was like, hey, I got this card game called Magic, and you're just sitting around. You want to play?
This Logan that asked the question?
This Logan that asked the question.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
What's up, Logan?
And then he got me. He was like, hey, we're going to get together and play D&D. And I was like, I don't know. I've heard of that. I don't know. And I started playing, and it literally changed the person I am. So,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I used to be a big closet nerd. I'm not that way anymore. You know, I wear nerdy t-shirts and collect dice and do all kinds of nerdy shit. Yeah, even play fantasy sports, nerdy stuff. Yeah.
Is that like Blood Bowl? Or do you mean like fantasy football? Like
fantasy football. Oh, okay. I gave up. I retired from fantasy football. That's the most stressful pretend game that you can play.
It's a job. It's a straight up job.
It's a job.
And it's also like, you know, you tell people about your fantasy football team and they don't care.
And their eyes immediately gloss over.
It's just like one of those things.
But you have money riding on it, and your friends are going to like shit on you if you're last.
100%.
It's stressful. So I gave up.
If you're last, and it's
everyone does.
Always humiliating.
I would love to hear what yours is.
It changes. It changes. Yeah. Someone had to panhandle for their money back, their league dues. I'm glad that wasn't me. Man, how many? There have been quite a few. I need
that's
to.
Hilarious.
Oh, we whacked some guy's legs because he lost. That one's like not so bad, but
we just did.
It was bad for him.
We should wax
every female listener's like, yeah, that's just
if he rolls.
That's just called maintenance.
If someone dies, they should have to like do something like that.
If someone dies,
if their character dies, they have to go and panhandle for the cost of their.
Trent, your friends mini. have a good one for fantasy football.
Our switch is up too.
Yours is good.
A couple seasons ago, somebody had to take or had to do a photo shoot and produce a calendar of themselves to send to the rest of the members.
That's I really love that.
And then this last year's was the last place person had to produce a song about the first place person.
Nice.
I have no idea what this.
Does Sherman play with you? Fantasy football?
He does not. No.
Oh, so you could have him do your song.
Business. Yeah.
I know Trent was prepped. Like if you lost, you were ready to just like commission Sherman who does all of our drops. Yeah. You know what? One second.
There's a Sherman for that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Sherman drop?
Well, I know what my least favorite Sherman drop is.
But that's up there. It's kind of like omitted from the choice of being favorite because it's obviously our favorite.
It's the favorite. Yeah.
I love the elevator music describe.
Yeah, that's great.
Music.
Mm-hmm. You know, let's save that for a future one because I do want to get into the episode. This has been a good intro. I'll do mine real quick.
Yeah, we're going to play.
Wait, can I do a quick? Can I just say I'm closeted, but I'm also closeted about my sports podcast stuff. Like, I just don't talk about the stuff that I do. So it's not, it has nothing to do with my enjoyment from this podcast or anything like that. And I did tell people about it when we were trying to get it off the ground and getting people to follow and stuff.
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
I will say, I think the moral of the story is that people are not one thing. And one thing that I think is fun about this group is like all of you have such interesting and like diverse personalities that, you know, there's a lot going on and you don't have to make one thing your whole thing.
I'm a Gemini, so.
Yeah, you're fickle.
As fuck.
I don't go out of my way to talk about the podcast. Like I don't not talk about it, but I am very self-conscious about being like a white guy in my 30s in Colorado who totally has a podcast. Like it's it's such a thing. I also work in communications like professionally. So it's a weird thing. I have a coworker who, is in an actually quite good metal band and he's sort of the same when it was funny. It came up, someone's like, oh yeah, that's his band. And I was like, that's really good. And he's like, oh yeah, he doesn't really talk about it. I brought it up. And then he found out about the podcast and started listening. And so there will be times at work in which they're like, this, like, or he'll mention it. Craig will mention the podcast and be like, oh like, yeah, I do like a podcast thing. And be like, shut up. Jim's is great. It's really good. You should listen to it. So I appreciate that. But I don't go out of me personally. I do like, if I'm in a nerdy setting, I will, but like, I also try to be cognizant of like, a lot of stereotypical roles for like nerdy mask folks out there of kind of maybe over sharing or kind of dominating a conversation in that space. But one of the things I have found I really like is it's not big. I have two coffee cups at work for tea and I do have a big D20 sticker on one of them. And what I found is that periodically in meetings, I'm going to be like, oh, I saw your sticker. Do you play D&D? And I feel like It's one reason I do like having small, like work appropriate nods to nerdy stuff that, or like books, or like any things I do, like pins to authors or like movies I really like, because I feel like it's a great way for someone else to sort of let you know they're interested in talking about that with you, especially in a professional setting. Yeah. And then it's like, oh yeah, that's really fun. And then it's just fun to talk about nerdy stuff. You know what also is really, really fun?
Speaking of professional settings.
I was gonna say, what's also really fun is that all of you didn't kill the werewolf. That's really fun for me.
Yeah, thanks.
It almost could.
Let's highlight spoilers our failures for Ryan. At the beginning of
yeah, this. So little look behind the GM screen, as I like to say. It's been, because I got so sick,
one
I completely
week,
so lost.
At me.
I got so sick, I completely lost my voice. And I think the best I could have managed was like this. And I couldn't have recorded a whole like recording day like that.
It so was so been, funny.
Thanks, Jane. It's been what, like 2 months since we recorded?
Oh, yeah,
it's been 1,500 years.
It's been 84 years.
Yeah, 84 years.
So we just listened to the end of the last episode to prep, or the recording of it. Where's everyone at, folks? Like, let's just go around the table. What's up with your character at this exact moment? So let's start with this in reverse order. Jason, how's Nikolai?
Nikolai is concerned because it's sort of has, you know, it's obvious that health and well-being is part of his, I don't know.
Job.
You know, it's a part of his responsibilities around here. And he doesn't know how to fix this. So, and I don't even know if we know anyone that knows how to fix this.
We were joking before this started. All of us are like, if we got bit by a werewolf, do you think that's bad? Does this look bad?
Nikolai's like, no.
It's probably fine.
It's fine.
So Nikolai, conscious?
Yeah.
2 hit points, 5 hit points.
Didn't take any damage.
No damage?
0 damage.
Wow.
Okay. He got like some mud on his boot that he kind of wipes off.
He's got a little mud on his boots.
I got you. That's perfect. Lucky, how's Lucky, who's not a horse, doing?
Lucky is at 19 out of 40
okay.
hit points, but also
so you're fine.
Wounded too.
Oh, God. You're conscious.
I got taken down the first round.
I forgot about that.
I got multi-attacked, ambushed.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't get a turn.
That's right. And we were all, it's fine. Lucky, just keep working your way back to us.
Yeah.
It's just like you're playing a co-op video game and they go down. You're like, just crawl towards us. We'll res you when you get here.
Exactly.
As we go around, I'm going to roll to heal people.
Okay.
Thank you.
How is Arthur Monmouth?
Arthur's laying on the ground unconscious.
But stable.
But stable. And I believe he has lycanthropy.
Oh, I hate it.
Is that how you say it?
No.
I was like, wait, that's odd.
Let's not say it that way if that's how you say it.
Yeah, I think I do too also. I
mean,
you
failed
to
save. It could be anything.
Anything.
Yeah. So Trent, 0 hit points then?
That would be
like
correct.
A badass. Jane, how are you doing? How's Ari?
Ari is alive. At 5 hit points out of 48.
Nice.
Thanks to a heal from Nikolai.
Sure.
And I'm at wounded 2.
So you're wounded 2-2?
2-2.
Not wounded 22, though.
Not wounded 22.
Pardon the phrase, but things did get a little hairy
in
that last fight.
Oh,
Trent,
I remember.
Get back
I think you said that last time.
Get back a hero patch.
I remember.
Damn it.
I remember I had to do a flashback scene. And I think it was my first flashback scene.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, because it's the first time Lucky's gone down.
Yeah, he'll never go down.
In 44 episodes.
Yeah, usually
I
don't take damage, but I was.
That was
like I said, I was ambushed.
That was a burden I did not consider about a melee character, which is I go down constantly and have to do all these fucking flashback scenes.
Yeah,
so much work.
Nikolai has also done a non-zero amount of flashbacks.
Yeah, you've
right.
done one or
true.
Two.
I've done it.
Yeah.
I'm really worried about Nikolai's moms.
You get
I hope they're okay.
Wounded and lose the wounded condition.
5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Low. Sorry, man.
That's okay.
However, I critted for you, bro.
Hey.
All right. So.
Which is
we'll
what?
Keep healing the background. All right, folks. You're standing around in this moonlit glade. Not a moonlit glaive.
That'd be cool.
It's a much more dangerous place to stand.
Yes.
You're also on the glaive's edge in the moonlight. sounds like a really weird bard song. You're all in this moonlit glade. Moonberries sparkling. Under the evening sky.
I thought they were starberries.
Are they starberries? Well, fuck me. I didn't check my own notes.
Starberries.
They are starberries.
God damn it.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I feel like if you catch the GM not keeping up on his own shit, you know what? Let's preemptively give you
the Jane patch.
No, I'm gonna. We're not calling it the Jane patch. But I do appreciate this awesome patch of a crystal ball with hands divining over it, and then just kind of like a nice little serif text in the middle saying, "You're fucked."
Yes.
I just love that Jason's very adorable daughter picked that out.
Yeah, it's
great. And she said, "Daddy, that's a bad word." And he was like, "You're right, but we're going to buy it."
You're going to buy it anyway. I'm purchasing that.
Yeah. So what's next for all of you? The moon's, it's high moon. And thank you. I was very proud of that as soon as I thought of it. And you're all in this glade. And like, with the exception of Nikolai, you are all fucked up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lucky, this is the closest to death you've ever come in game. That's true. Who knows what your pregame story is like.
Do you think this is the closest Lucky has ever come to dying?
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
How many hit points do you have? Because I know you didn't get very many when I just...
I got 25 of 40, but I can also do a heal on myself.
Yeah, I'm literally out of heal spells.
I'll try and treat wounds on myself.
I do remember that. I used every heal spell we had.
Because it's been 2 months since we played, just to make sure I remember this correctly, we went to this guy's house. So, like, we know mm-hmm. who he is as a mm-hmm. human.
Yeah.
And then took off.
His name is Kundal.
Kundal.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is I think you gave him a high hair score.
Oh, my God. He's kind of high.
I don't remember seeing him.
I don't think you showed him.
Oh, so you...
Kent, hit the drop. All right, people.
He's given a little bit
that hair is 10 of 10.
Yeah, that's it really is.
O'Dare, Ferret. The guy that was in The Mummy played the Magi.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, okay. Yes.
He's given those vibes.
He
right
does.
There.
He looks like a slightly Ooh. Whiter that guy.
Yeah.
Like slightly, like straight-haired Inigo Montoya.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
His mustache is 10 of 10 as well.
For sure.
The volume is really nice in the hair.
He clearly, good. Like, he pays attention to the volume.
He uses a nice conditioner, for
Passion
sure.
Passion of the Christ. Just a little bit.
That's... You That's hit amazing. The nail on the head.
Yeah, I don't think we need to continue,
nail
actually.
Jesus Christ. You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, he's just passed. It's fine.
All right. We're going to get a lot of
He's
angry
risen
comments.
Already.
No. Yeah, I don't know. We don't get a lot of an outfit in that one. It's definitely like a profile or like a portrait
headshot.
Headshot. I'm sure it's ruggedly handsome outfit.
He looks like his nose has been broken 4 times, but.
But I will say, like, thinking back, if we see that guy in town, we all should have assumed that he was the werewolf.
Right. Yeah. He looks absolutely
like the hairiest guy in town.
That's the hairiest.
I think that's why James didn't show this picture to us ahead of time, because we would have been like, I don't know, maybe this guy's a suspect. Seen him and been like, that's the werewolf.
His beard is even unkempt. Like, it's a little, like, scraggy on the edges.
Uh-huh. Well, a part of it is also that it's Pathfinder and... And so when you went around town asking about him, like, you did go by the hut he was renting that Lucky may or may not be a landlord of.
Oh, yeah.
I just decided.
I do have that key.
But we were all like, where did you get that?
Yeah, there was a lot of discussions about, like, wait, how do we want to handle search and seizure? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then we ducked that because we wanted to play a game and have fun and not think too much about horrible real life things.
Oh, I wanted to think about it.
Yeah. Okay. Everyone else was like, quick guys, Trent's about to rabbit hole. And you didn't run into him. Like, there's a lot of stuff about when he'll be different places and when. You did find an ear there. And the other thing you found, do you have any notes on this? I'll give out a hero point if someone else can remember the other thing you found at his hut.
I don't think I do.
I forgot that notebook, James.
Well,
was it like a journal? We found a journal.
I'm not quite going to give you actually rules. It is a book, but I need to be more specific. If someone can be more specific than Jane, they can steal the hero patch.
I cannot.
Wow.
Torvald's compendium on lycanthropy.
You know, I appreciate that, but I think in this case, Jane is going to take the patch. Let me go ahead and just grab.
Because like a journal counts.
You know what? Since you are a bounty hunter as a character, I'm going to give you a patch that is Boba Fett's heraldry.
Okay. Okay.
We'll hop over there. So no, what you found, because remember, he's a trapper.
You're like sitting on a treasure trove of patches over there.
And what you found was his like business log. Because remember, it had a large delivery of live, ready-to-be-trained animals.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
To the grove that we walked to, right?
No.
No?
It was to not us, but they were like hunting animals or something.
I just remember seeing animal footprints that turned into human footprints.
Those are his.
But I think that he was like delivering like dangerous animals to somebody else. Like, yeah.
So what you'll find is cool. you found a bow, and you did find a ledger.
Trafficking.
It's truly all of the hot ones betray us in this game.
It is.
It's true. No, the one hot one was on our team, remember?
Until we killed him.
We chopped his head off at the end.
We?
Yeah, I cut his head off.
We are a government. Yes, we chopped his head off.
Wow.
Okay.
That escalated quickly. quick little demo. It was a thin leather-bound folio documenting animals he's delivered to various employers, mostly pretty minor deliveries of animals, pelts, and the like. But there was one that stands out, and it's dated about the same time that all of you fought the Stag Lord. So month or two ago at this point, mentions a bandit. No, Jane, I believe you said this is just fantasy, Eric. E-I-R-I-K-K, Eric.
Eric.
To whom Coondog delivered 3 bush thylacines, a tiger, a boar. It's the largest single delivery in the ledger, and it bears a notation indicating that the animals were to be unharmed and ready to be trained to fight.
I don't like that.
Yeah, what's up?
Do we get the sense that this is like mistreatment of animals, poachy kind of situation?
Feels like poaching.
No, I mean, trapping is pretty common out here. What all of you but know, especially from working with the, going by the, what's the trading post? The folks up north.
Oleg.
Yeah, thank you. Jesus. It's been a while. Yeah, Oleg trading post. That, like, fur trapping's a pretty good trade. And, like, you know that it's cold as hell up here. I mean, think about, like, I mean, like I said, honestly, I've told the like a really good watch fodder for this is stuff like deadwood and things like that. So think about the fact that, like, when you get overlaps, like, there is a need for a type of trade that, like, at this point, you can't really farm or easily produce that.
But a tiger just seems out of the box.
Yeah.
What kind of, like, ecosystem is this? We're in a forest and there's tigers.
Think saber-toothed tiger. Like, think. So it's not directly this, but, like, you're not wildly far off of, like, northern hemisphere countries that used to have. Right. Not apex predators, but, like, larger cats.
Megafauna?
Close to that, yeah.
Bengal.
So, because in my mind, Varicia is pretty close to like North American stuff that would have had like a saber-toothed tiger. And this is going to be closer to like Northeastern European. I do not know my animal shit well enough to know what large cat may have existed sort of prehistorically in Northern Europe.
Saber cat?
Is it like a cat with a
saber-tooth the saber-tooth.
Oh. Saber-tooth kitten?
I'm just imagining kitty. that now if we give Lucky a saber, he can be a saber cat.
Give me some thunder.
That's what
thunder
Lucky
cat
turns into now that he's a lycanthrope.
Lucky cat.
Goddamn. So yeah, that's where you're at. So you're all back still out at this moonlit glaive 20 minutes into this episode. What do you all want to do? You're all, Nikolai's been going around patching and stitching you up. You all just kind of got your shit rocked.
Ari, like, looks at Nikolai. She's like, Nikolai, do you think this is a problem? Giant werewolf bite on her arm.
Yes, I feel strange.
I feel normal. But it hurts.
It is not a good thing to be bitten by a werewolf.
Okay.
All right.
Nikolai, what's your nature bonus? Do you have a lore 10. You think might be more specific here?
I have werewolf lore? No. Nature or survival, but nature probably.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're like, you don't know the exacts of how the werewolf, you've heard it called the curse of a werewolf, but like it's also like a bite. So you're not sure if it's a viral thing or what's going on, but you do know that like, yeah, it's not good. It's not immediately bad, but it's not good.
Right.
We're going to need to find someone who can do some magic.
Should we try and find the hermit again?
Possibly. These are, it's beyond my healing.
I didn't like that guy.
Capabilities.
He was pretty weird.
The alchemist.
Oh, God.
I will say.
Not it.
Would you rather be a werewolf?
Maybe.
So you don't know how it works. You don't know how it works or how it's sort of transmitted, Nikolai. But if I'm not sort of putting my GM hand on this too hard to say you're sort of recalling knowledge, you're trying to think through what you do know that the answer is probably going to involve magic. And that could probably be primal, maybe occult. But it is probably gonna be a magical solution. And yeah, you do know that it's outside of your abilities at this point.
Okay. Yeah, so
you got time. It's a month till the next full moon.
We should get some rest.
Oh, we gotta get that guy.
Yeah, what do we do about this?
Well, we know where he'll be.
I don't think I can fight him again tonight.
Yeah,
no, not tonight. I just mean, like...
We shall kill him in the morning. No, I'm kidding.
I guess maybe he doesn't know we know who he is, though. Because we didn't... We're not aware, necessarily, but we didn't see him at the hut. So unless he saw us.
Turns out he looks exactly like a werewolf, even as a person. How do we not see that coming?
Feel conflicted for almost killing him just now?
Well, he attacked us, didn't he?
Yeah, he attacked me.
I don't necessarily want to kill him. I just don't want him to keep killing everybody else.
Mm. Yeah, it's a bit of a bind.
Yeah, me neither.
But can we heal him against his will? Heal him of this curse or magics or whatever it is against if he doesn't want it?
I get it. Well, he is very much a danger to the kingdom if he stays.
Also, we need to talk to him about who he's selling these animals to.
And his safety procedures.
And I'm a little... I might be reading into things, but when I busted up that drug ring a few months ago...
brings this up.
I don't know if you remember.
As you're like walking back into town, Ari's just done a giant like drug bust style photo, but as a big like wall mural.
And there's just Ari like flexing. No, I got the distinct impression that these people were sent here by somebody else. What if we have somebody, you know, now this guy is selling animals to someone around here to be trained to fight. I think that maybe we're having some regional enemies we don't even know about yet.
My God, they're setting up a cock ring.
I mean.
I was not expecting that.
Okay. This is why we can't have nice things.
I mean, cock fighting ring, obviously.
Obviously.
So are you heading, for my own notes, are you heading back into town or are you all still standing in like pools of your own mud and blood out here?
Do you need to like look around this area though, some more?
It's up to you. What do you want to do?
I can do some survival and look around. Tracks everywhere.
Yeah, I can.
Tracks in every which way. Yeah. What's your survival bonus?
I believe it's 11.
I'm going to roll this giant 11. Fucking die.
Can I aid?
Yeah. What are you aiding with?
Survival.
Yeah, DC 15 then.
Oh gosh. I got it.
You got it? Did you crit it?
No, just 18.
Okay. Yeah, so you do find... You find tracks leading off towards the northwest, away from your kingdom, like okay. Your city.
I relay that information.
That being said, like, how many heal checks did you just make, Jason?
I can't heal anyone for an hour, so magically
at least half
or
an hour
physically.
Of,
yeah.
So like, what you did see was that it went from its hybrid form back, and it went into a full wolf form, like a quadrupedal form, and then it's been hauling ass for at least half an hour towards the northwest, which is where the forest or the woods deeper into the stolen land. So in that direction, away from you.
So we're not getting this wolf tonight.
Not tonight, no.
I mean, it depends.
We should.
What do your elven eyes see?
We should set up a guard around the town, maybe.
Well, you already did have like a little bit of patrols. Because remember, you had Ekundayu was kind of making some laps. And then he had enlisted a couple of folks in town. There was Floric and Christoph, who are a couple of folks who've been working, like doing some logging in the area for you.
Former bandits.
Yeah.
Maybe, possibly. Yeah. They've
totally.
Yeah, we set up like a night watch just in case he came back into town while we were looking for him.
Yeah, and so they were kind of going around with torches and staying active, partially to, if nothing else, like help keep the folks in town, like knowing that there's people around. And I think you had set up Ekundayu as your ward, if I remember correctly.
Our warden.
Yes, warden.
Warden, that's right, not your ward.
We're you taking care,
take
of him.
Care of him. And I think you'd also mentioned that you'd...
Max damage.
What did you actually name the dog? It wasn't Max Damage, it was something else.
Pogo the Doggo or some Pog the Dog.
Pog, did I say Pog the Dog?
I'm pretty sure you did.
That sounds
like that.
Right. I didn't write that down, unfortunately.
I do like Max Damage, though.
Max Damage is
a great name.
I think it's
all right, Dog, we're changing your name.
Yeah, we changed it to... I also love that we're all still talking about it like it's our dog, but it's definitely Ekundaya's
dog.
Dog.
Yeah, it's our dog.
And then because remember, you'd all kind of hit it off with Keston Garris, the man at arms that has allegiances with the Jarmoundi family's estates. And so he's sort of a representative of her interests in this area. Well, he's one of the folks who's sort of a messenger, not like with a lot of authority to act, but representing her interests. So he was down here kind of helping out. He, Ekundayo, Christoph, and Floric, was that the name? Yeah. Were sort of making the rounds at night.
And Arthur just did a mission with this to this guy's house, didn't you?
No, Arthur went to Miegar Varnes.
Varnhold.
Varnhold out east.
I actually just listened to this episode because it's the one that just aired last week from when we're recording now. And we're all making so many jokes about Arthur being so awkward that we like safety pin a note to his, the back of his shirt.
His lapel.
I'm like, don't be weirded out. This guy's with us.
So, not to be too much of a cliche GM, so you're still standing around in this moonlit, like, except for Nikolai. Nikolai did, I mean, how long would you have followed the tracks for, either time or distance, your call here?
I would say maybe 15 minutes.
Sure.
I think we just stagger home.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We should probably tell everyone.
I come back and, you know, it's been 30 minutes and I'm like, it's gone.
Well, he's probably not a... We've kind of fucked him up. He's probably not a problem for the rest of the night.
Neither are we.
We'll just have to tell everybody to be on their guard and not go out at night, and especially around the full moon, and figure out how to not all turn into a pack of werewolves.
We might even consider...
There's a curfew.
When,
shelter in place order. When
yes.
Boil water.
Joining the watch once we are healthy.
I'm game.
I think as you're working your way back,
it's just like blood
coming
out
like
of your
staggering.
Neck.
I'm like staggering.
I think you do see a torch as you're getting close to town, and the first person you run into probably is Ekundayo and the now renamed Max Damage. And I think Ekundayo will see all of you just, wow, you look as bad as I did when you found me.
Worse, probably.
Well, the troll was about to rip my arm
Turns
off.
Turns out it's a like werewolf.
that makes sense. It does appear to be a full moon.
What do you know about werewolves, Ekundayo?
Silver. You shoot them with silver.
What happened? Do you know anything about when they bite you?
Well,
other than
asking for a friend.
Just in theory.
You see his eyes like
asking
moving
for
over.
Three of my friends.
It's not good. You'll need to find some solution. Magical. You're a cleric, right? Can Arastel offer all of you?
I'm more of like a homeschooled cleric, and we didn't really have, that wasn't part of it.
I see.
My parents didn't believe in werewolves.
Remove curse is like fifth level.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
So yeah, he kind of helps escort you back to town. You pass out the information. He kind of passes that out to their folks that are kind of walking the perimeter. And
I tell him to use some discretion about the entire government being infected with werewolf disease.
Sure. He just nods and he's like, I shall form a plan to remove any problems should you arise as such.
Whoa. Wow.
I thought you liked dogs.
That's really good. God damn it.
Just so many.
Oh my God.
Look, when someone's on a streak, they're on a streak. You make it back to town. You all, I never really thought of this. Do you all have rooms, do you think, like, separate from, or do you all have, like,
Ari
rooms?
Ari has her own house.
Do you think that you have rooms right now in City Hall or in the town hall? Or do you think that you, like, have a separate place?
I would imagine a separate place.
I think we're all neighbors.
So, Nick, is you probably all just have, like, huts.
Yeah, that's totally
like little sort of, what's it called? Like, when you dig it into the ground. I did a bunch of research, like, two episodes ago on, like, how quickly, because remember we were talking about how quickly
you
could build a house.
It would be, like, 2 to 3 weeks you could build a one-bedroom hut.
Like a mud house.
A little bit of a sunken floor, sort of, John.
Yeah, and you said it would be what the average peasant had in the 1600s in England. And then we agreed we should stop calling them peasants.
We didn't agree, you just said that.
All right. So you all go to sleep that night. And I think it's probably a night of fitful sleep for most of you, except for maybe Arthur. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. He actually hums while he's sleeping.
God, that would be so annoying.
But I think a couple of you are visited by images. I think Jared, Lucky is, ever have those dreams where like you're just like going through a process that you have in your life and you just feel like weirdly stuck in some act or process?
Sure.
And I think Lucky just keeps going through the process in his dream of like changing into and out of his cat form, like feeling both in it and out of it and not at the same time.
Mm.
Jason, you, as Nikolai, are dreaming again of Cave, the dream that Arastel has given you before, some sort of bear, tortured, twisted, something wrong with it in its natural element, deep in the forest. Remember, you talked to another cleric of Arastel from Galt, who had come seeking that place that he'd seen in his dreams.
Is he still here?
He probably came down. He's chilling at your place now. He's like, look, there's another Arastel cleric. Maybe he can get me in good with the elk upstairs.
With the big guy.
The elk upstairs.
Yeah, you know, that'll add.
The elk upstairs.
That's just at the name of the episode now, the elk upstairs. Can I talk about how like some of our episode bits I have accidentally found myself using like real, man, I was a real Albert at bandit camp today.
Dude, I use it all the time.
What a real crit in the ass. And Jane, Ari, I think you find yourself in a glade again, and it's both where you were bit tonight, but it's not there's large trees. It's sort of like a superposition of an old and ancient forest, and time's moving through it. So that like movie effect where like the sun and moon are just like spinning around like a fucking yo-yo. And you can't quite understand where you are. At one point it stops and the sky is like a grayish color. There's no sun, there's no moon. It's just as though there's light coming from nowhere and everywhere at once. And in this glade, you see something white moving in the trees. It looks like a horse at first, but you get a better look at it. And it's a unicorn of some kind, like moving through it. It stops and it makes eye contact with you. And somehow you know that it's terrified. And all of a sudden, like even as it's looking at you, you see cuts starting to open on its body as you sort of wake up from this dream.
Ah.
So, yeah, that's
how I wake up every day.
Hey, we all know that how you wake up every day is angry that you're awake.
That's true.
Yeah. So you all kind of come to in the morning. What do you do?
Yeah, what do we do? I don't know. I don't know what to do.
I think Ari's going to start by like trying to clean herself up a little bit and like dress this werewolf bite wound that she probably still has and cover it up so people in the town don't see it. And kind of just like try to take a minute to be like, we just almost died last night and we have now a major problem.
I'll probably do a little bit of doctor's visits, like help you dress your wounds. And, you know, if you're not full up yet, like maybe finish the last bit of healing.
House calls.
Yeah, like I'm good. You guys all just got fucking destroyed and I didn't. So I'm making sure you guys are okay. So I don't want to run this place by myself.
No, of course not. That'd be a lot of work.
And then I think we probably link up for our 10 a.m. coffee meeting that we usually have.
Yeah, we don't talk. We cannot talk about business
in
the morning when we see each other.
It's meeting time.
No, I had this thought. Nope. Wait for coffee.
Wait for coffee.
I forgot that you had that whole fucking thing. You're like morning coffee business.
It's an important piece of the foundation of our government.
That's true.
I almost like the idea that it sort of becomes
coffee?
like a siesta in Spain, that like it is culturally a part of Estes, that like everyone takes a break at about 10 in the morning.
It's a fika.
To share a drink, a hot drink of some form or another, whether it's alcoholic, caffeinated, or otherwise. And they take that moment to reflect on their community and themselves.
It's also highly offensive to talk business before that has taken place.
Yeah, it's like unacceptable.
You can do business, but you can't talk about it.
Yes.
It's all sign language.
Chit chat at the cash register. Mm-hmm. Just pay your money and go.
No, how's your day going? What'd
None
you do this
that.
Weekend?
You just look each other in the eyes and nod.
That's why Nikolai shops at 7 a.m. before all that shit starts.
I also think that the first time we talked about this, we made a joke that to me is like just now the canon that Arthur takes the minutes. I'm like, when the two bandits came up to us and they're like, there's been a murder. Arthur's like, hold on a second. Meeting adjourned. What were you saying?
Yeah, what do we, I mean, we got to do something about this dude. So what do we do about the dude? Werewolf dude.
We should probably go to his house today.
All of us together? Are we being diplomatic? Are we taking care of business? What are we doing?
We're not killing him, is that?
But we should beat him up a little because
Jesus,
he bit me.
I have some rope.
I mean, dude has an ear under his bed. I'm not feeling too bad.
Well,
he's killed two people. At least.
Could be.
And their bodies are in your basement.
Not in control of his monstrous form.
Right.
But or he could be.
Able to do. I mean, how do you feel about being bit? You want to go tell everyone?
It's not the same.
Are we not? Are we not supposed to?
We haven't killed anyone.
Arthur,
yet.
Who did you tell? No business before 10 a.m.
That was my mistake. No.
Strike one.
Everyone, we have to censor Arthur now.
Put him on a performance plan.
No, I didn't tell anyone. I just, is that what we're doing?
For now.
Okay.
I don't think it would inspire a lot of faith in the government if they knew that 3 of 4 were werewolves.
Werewolves?
Werewolves.
Werewolves.
Well, should we ask people around town if they know anyone who's particularly strong in magics or anything? Like, find someone who can help with this?
Or even has a connection to someone.
Yeah, we could just say that we're trying to find someone who can heal... What's his name? The wolf.
Kundal.
I mean, do people... They'd be like, why? Is Kundal wounded?
I don't know if we should rat him out.
You know what? Let's stop for a second.
There's a rule for that.
So, if you... I do think that when we're in some Kingdom Times, it's plenty of opportunity to not play things out in direct, like, one-for-one timing and scenes. So, I will say, like, if you do want to do some gather information, now's the time... You can all work on that. If a couple of you want to essentially gather information to see if anyone's seen or heard from Kundal this morning, did he come back? Is he around? I think it's a great way to kind of move this forward and come back with some information. Are you all interested in kind of hitting the town, if you will, and trying to get some info? So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go around the table real quick, and I'm going to ask you what generally you're looking for. Because maybe you all want to look for the same thing, maybe different things. Then we're going to roll some checks behind the GM screen here. Let's go counterclockwise. Jane, what's Ari?
If anybody has seen Kundal today.
Okay, asking after Kundal. Trent, what do you got going on?
Arthur's going to check in with the watch.
Sure.
After we came back, went to bed, sort of, how did things go last night?
Excellent. Lucky.
Maybe Lucky will just touch base with, what's his name? The Ranger.
Not Kundal. Akindayo.
Akindayo. And just like specifically around like maybe figure out how long this guy's been in the area, if he's doing like his trapping and stuff around here.
Sure.
Stuff like that. See if he's seen signs of it.
I'll go talk to the hunting crowd.
Okay. So here's what I just did. I just rolled a d4 because I'm gonna play with time a little bit. And if all of you want to inject things inside of that, that's fine. So I rolled how many days are all of you basically going to be doing this for? So you're all going to spend the next day. I rolled a 1. You're going to spend a day kind of generally that working on this stuff. Yeah. Okay. So, Jane, we'll start with you. You keep a close watch in town. You're the chancellor. You're talking to people, making sure they're okay in the wake of these killings.
I'm the counselor.
Counselor, what did I say? Chancellor?
Yes.
Yeah. I got that. That's cool.
Chancellor's cool.
You're the counselor.
Somebody calls you chancellor and you're like, you shut the fuck up right now.
Call for a vote of no confidence. So you, no sign of him. But people are starting to ask you, like, why are you asking around? Does this have to do with the deaths? I thought it was a wild animal. What do you say?
It was him. He's a werewolf.
Oh, no. And everyone's sort of like,
I think that Ari would say,
I leave my children with him.
God. Ari would just be like, we're still trying to figure that out. Honestly, we don't really know a lot, but he is a person of interest at the moment.
Dang.
It's an ongoing investigation.
Yeah, but I don't think that she wants to, lie to the people in the town. You know, I think that there's no reason at this point to not tell people,
sure,
he's dangerous. And so if they see him,
So what should they do if they see him?
Let us know ASAP.
Who's us?
The trusted government.
Sure.
Your trusted government.
Let me, the 18-year-old counselor, know.
Sorry, because you are 18 now. You did have your canonically, you had your birthday.
Yeah, and no one said anything.
All right, Arthur, you go and talk. You spend a day.
I'm not touching that at all.
Arthur, you spend a day talking to the folks around. I imagine you're also talking to some of the farmers who keep small herds. I'm sure the other shepherds, obviously one of them just got fucked up and mauled, but they're a little nervous. But not that you don't have guards. That's why people kind of volunteered. Yeah. But if you talk to the shepherds and some of the gatherers and trappers who kind of work the outskirts area, they do know a lot of what they're seeing. No one's seen Kundal. A couple of people know him. He was a fine trapper, not particularly good or particularly bad. Quiet fellow for the most part. The one thing that you do come across is you do come across a rumor. There's a... Oh my god, I love this game so much. There's a rumor for that. I have whole tables of rumors that come into play at different times based on world events, different locations. And you do come across a rumor that that is kind of have a little bit of a standout here.
Arthur has wept.
I'm like, no, that's weird that you've heard that.
While James looks
Let
that up,
see you swim.
Have any of you watched the show Reacher?
No.
The Jack Reacher show. Well, you should because I realized watching, I was like, who does this character Reacher remind me of? And it's Arthur.
The big dude?
Yes.
Oh, really?
He's big and badass, but very on the spectrum and awkward and just very blunt all the time.
Mm. Interesting.
He definitely has some Arthurness. There's also hilarity that this giant of a man would be Arthur.
Yeah.
So you do hear a little bit of a rumor that some folks have seen in the last week or so. A whole group, a whole traveling band of explorers, mostly gnomes, that have been trying to map. They claim to have even done it, mapped most of the Greenbelt. They were last heard heading up the Skunk River, which is to the northwest from here. But you do hear, so it's predominantly gnomes, but there was a halfling bard with them and a... Like a Kelid woman, 6'5" Kelid woman with a giant sword traveling along with the gnomes.
It's a Miri and Lindsay.
Yeah.
Hilariously, I don't think Arthur knows
who
they
are.
So he's like, okay, yeah, whatever.
Yep.
Noted.
Yeah, doesn't
whatever.
Matter.
Weird. But you could share this at the next coffee for sure.
Yeah.
Lucky, who are you checking on? You were checking on
just with Akundayu.
Akundayu. Akundayu said it's not a whole lot. He has heard. And he's seen some sign of wargs to the northeast, but they seem to have been staring pretty clear of all of you, and he's certainly not, hankering for a showdown with wargs, but that's on the other side of town. So if you kind of share with him, he's like, it's interesting, the werewolf thing. He's like, I wondered at first if the wargs had been coming over to this sort of region of our area, but that's kind of it. All right. And Nikolai, you were just...
talking to the going out in the woods folks, the hunting, the hunters, gatherers. I mean, the fisher folks probably don't know much about what's going on.
So it's actually interesting. You start asking around. You do start to when the topic of just kind of dangerous things coming up. You do hear there's a fisherman named Arvin who has been telling people about some monstrous man eater. You've heard this is secondhand. They're like, well, there was Arvin, right? He says about a man eater. No, he said he was eating fish as a man. No, he said it was a man eater, and it was a problem. And he said that bodies are going to start showing up if something isn't done about it.
There's Arvin.
He's usually fishing. Okay. Hopefully, he wasn't eating.
I hope not.
So,
thank you. I will share this.
But you could now look for Arvin. So it's now a day later. Let's sort of rejoin the group at coffee time. Well, what do you all have to report and share?
Nothing. Warg's up north. That's it.
Nobody's seen Kundal in town.
I have a note here about some gnomes that came through and mapped the region. May have completed it, in fact, and went off in a direction And then something about a bard and a large woman.
A bard and a large woman.
Yes, that's what I have here in my notes.
Do you have names?
No.
Was
perfect.
Did the bard happen to be a halfling?
Oh, yes, that seems correct.
She like makes eye contact with Nikolai and Lucky.
Good to know.
Could be our friends.
Could be Lindsay. Right, she was the bard?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lindsay.
You also know that like more detailed maps of your region would also help you quite a bit in expanding your kingdom.
It's true.
I like Lindsay, but I'm a little more excited about the mapping, if I'm being honest.
God, Amiria is so cool.
I learned a fisherman named Arvin is warning people about a man-eater that if he's not taken care of, could... bodies will pile up or something like that.
Why don't people think to let us know this kind of thing ahead of time?
Yes, you would think so.
Have you ever lived in Galarian? It's
a hellscape
like
out
this
here.
Every day.
Well, sounds like we have to find this fisherman and maybe the gnomes as well.
Yeah. I just hope it's about the same thing and not another man either.
I mean, I guess the question is, do we want to pursue this dude? Or do we just want to make sure everyone knows that he's dangerous and put up posters and hope that he doesn't come back?
Also, we have to cure our lycanthropy.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to say he's a werewolf. We're just going to say he's dangerous. If you see this man, you know, let someone know.
Yeah. Government control of information.
Yes, unfortunately.
I mean, we could be honest and just say he's missing.
Yeah.
This guy's missing.
But people are going to wonder why their friends are dead.
But
there's
also,
two
don't
bodies
go out
downstairs
at night still.
And he could come
during
back. He has a house
moon
here.
Yeah, it's going to be hard not to tell everybody, like, there might be a werewolf and it might be Kundal.
Why can't we just be honest with them?
We can. I have no issue with it. I just think that, like, if you guys were hoping to make friends with him, that's not going to do it.
But people could panic and then question our authority.
That's true. Okay, that's a point.
Also, I really don't want to be a werewolf, so can we find somebody who can do some magic?
All right, I will make a newsletter and post it in the town hall.
Ari, like, looks at Arthur and she's like, he's always about these fucking newsletters.
I like the newsletters.
They're so long.
Do you have a recipe to go at the bottom of this week's newsletter?
Can we put the fish on a stick recipe at the bottom?
He's trying to launch an advice column. It's so weird.
I'm trying to make it at home and it's just not the same.
All right.
I've been trying twigs. I can't find sticks.
He's never made the ice cream I asked for.
There's no chocolate around here.
That's why we need the maps.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, the maps.
So in all honesty, what are you doing?
What the fuck are you guys doing?
We're having a town council meeting.
We've accomplished nothing this whole episode.
I really hope this is a town council meeting. This is probably the world's weirdest executive session.
I would say
that's a little
we,
insider joke there for people who like open meeting laws.
I'll go to Arvin.
Yeah, let's talk to the man-eater guy.
So you're going to track down Arvin?
I'm going to track down Arvin.
Do a little gather information to find Arvin.
I also am excited because I know that he's a character from... He's in the player's guide. He's up in the corner.
Is he?
Like Arvin the Fisherman. And I'm like, I just can't wait to meet this guy.
Can
you know
I
what,
just
Jason?
Say...
That's someone who did their homework.
Hey. Nice.
Take a You Are the Night patch.
Being nerdy rules.
Can we also just have it be like step one, find Arvin, step two, locate the gnomes because they have all this info that we need.
Well, do we need to split up like
step
two
three,
people
profit.
Gnomes?
Step three, cure lycanthropy.
I think the Skunk River is a little bit away. It's a day or so's journey. So,
okay.
I mean, Arvin ostensibly is in town or near town.
Okay.
So what's your diplomacy as you to gather info and find this guy?
Is it just me that's doing it, or am I?
Is anyone else doing?
I can try.
Friends, because
what's your diplomacy?
Plus three. I'm untrained.
I have a plus two. I'm untrained.
I'll aid you.
Who are you aiding? Or are you just gonna do your own check?
Can I do fishing lore check to kind of get in with?
Yeah,
Arvin?
You know what? Fuck. Give me what's your fishing lore bonus
plus
instead?
Six.
Okay, so fishing lore will do it. You actually know some of the better spots, and you have heard of Arvin the Fisherman.
Shout out to Lores.
And you know what, Shane? Mm. I think it's time for a certain drop.
Two in the same map?
So you start working your way up to. Ever. What I'll say is, it's so interesting. Like the more main character, the better the art.
I thought you were going to unveil a new drop or something, and I was like, what?
Secretly, I've been working with Sherman behind your back. You son of a bitch. No. So it's this art. It's sort of like the smaller character. So the art isn't amazing, but I'll let you all describe it to the best of your kind abilities.
So bad hair is what I'm hearing.
Yeah,
it's a great picture.
Well, he looks high for sure.
Oh my God, he looks like Snoop Dogg.
It's Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. Wow.
He looks like if Snoop Dogg grew up in Oklahoma.
It's like Snoop Dogg.
But he does
Dogg
have a great
Cat
fishing
Williams
hat.
Had a baby, and he became a fisherman.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
He's wearing a really intense fisherman's hat that just sort of looks like it has a hook, like copy and pasted on the front.
Yeah, this is like those old fisherman hats where there's like lures on their hat.
It's even got like a nice chin strap.
He also looks really happy.
He does look very happy.
Like very content in his life as a fisherman.
What was the bird person that ran the dispensary?
Kenzen.
Kenzen. Him and Kenzen are homies. Yes.
From high school for sure. I cannot wait to hear his voice.
What? Is he a gnome?
No, he's a human.
Okay.
So he's sitting on the edge of a pier, casting a reel, and
this is the song that's playing too. I can't.
While he's fishing.
Yeah.
As you start to walk, you walk over. He sort of sees you and looks up and sets his rod. And like you can see, he's like set up a whole thing so you can like be running multiple rods.
And we're like, where is that music coming from?
Turns off his little radio.
Bluetooth speaker.
Hello, right. You're all the nobles.
We're not nobles.
No, you're right. I need to be a little more.
Yes.
You're all nobles, right?
Arvin,
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. What'd I do?
We're just servants. Honorable servants.
Oh. I'm Arvin. I fish. I've seen you out here fishing before. King Nikolai. Oh, right. Sorry. Honorable servant Nikolai.
I think his title's Baron.
Baron Nikolai. Yes. I don't really pay much attention to titles, except
neither
for what fish
I.
are called.
Oh.
What kind of fish are you getting today?
Not a whole lot, but the best fishing spots are a bit dangerous now, you know?
Like what? Tell us.
You kind of looks over one shoulder, looks over the other. I don't want to freak anyone out, right? But are you, well, he's come here to town.
Who are you talking about?
Old Crackjaw.
What is this?
What?
You'll have to tune in next time.
Oh, come on.
Great.
The Live to Die podcast is a production of Live to Die Gaming. Follow us on social media at Live to Die Pod. Leave a review and tune in next week for more. If you like the amazing background audio and music, all that credit goes to Sirenscape. Make sure you check them out at sirenscape.com.